Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, Singapore's been on a smart nation push for some time, and the pandemic has only accelerated things. But the access to talent has long been an issue as well. So new initiatives coming out of Budget 2021, how might it help organizations, including SMEs, get the necessary support to accelerate their digital transformation ambitions? For more insights, we're speaking with Klaus Andresen, SVP and Head of Mid-Market APJ at SAP. Klaus, always happy to talk to you.
Great to be back at the show. Thanks for having me again.
Pleasure's all ours. So we're talking about Budget 2021 and some of the initiatives, one being the Emerging Technology Program, which will co-fund the costs of trials and adoption of frontier technologies like 5G, artificial intelligence, and trust technologies. Some of those feel a little daunting for SMEs, but it'll help to unlock new heights for them. Maybe you can talk us through it. AI, 5G, trust technologies.
Needless to say, there's a lot of fantastic and great technology and innovation out there. And all of that to be is something that SMEs across the region can benefit from. A couple of observations that we have done in SAP when it comes to some of these emerging technology. It's an incredibly important that you consider this as an integral part of your overall strategy. If you end up setting this up as some side initiative, you ended up, it'd be a little bit of sidetrack. And what we do on the SAP front is basically we build it into our roadmap when we develop technology. A case of example, for AI as an example, we build out AI capability on a quarterly basis into our HR solution. A great example of that is on how you in an automated way can screen a mass volume of resume and CVs. We have one customer in India, John Keels, who screened 17,000 resume using some AI capability in our HR solution. So some of the things I'm discussing with our 35,000 SMEs customers we have across this region is how can they build out these emerging technology into their roadmap? Avoid it becomes a little bit of pet project, side project, and something truly integrated as part of their strategy and transformation.
How challenging is that to do, though, to weave it into one's strategy?
The conversation we have with our customer is, in the end of the day, you run a business, and you need to be mindful of the fact that in the end of the day, you're here because of the core of what your business do. So our strong recommendation is always seek towards what is your core of your business? What is it you're good at? What drives your business? What drives your future growth? And as part of that exercise, technology will play a key role. Technology today is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for any company. And the key is to make sure that you're basically building technology as an enabler for that core that you're building out. If you're approaching in that way, it gives you an opportunity to do two things, optimizing your core, but even more importantly, it gives you an opportunity to reimagine what the future could look like for your business.
Let's talk about the other initiative that was introduced as well, CTO as a service. In relation to that, what exactly does a CTO do? Why would such a role be critical for businesses, regardless of size? And also, why is it SMEs have this challenge to put a CTO in place? How would this particular program benefit them?
Yeah, great question. The CTO role has definitely emerged over the last couple of years, and there's probably many definitions of what the exact charter is for such kind of role. CTO very often, as the chief technology officer, will look after the IT roadmap, the technology roadmap, but also a role that looks at technology from a broader perspective and not just managing your existing IT setup. I think as part of this service have been provided within Singapore, it gives SME some fantastic opportunity to basically tap into, first and foremost, some skills they may not have access to today, some talents that may be difficult for them to attract. And I think the notion of it, I really, really like that we have tried to replicate within SAP, is think of it a little bit as a service. In this case, it's CTO as a service. In SAP, we don't sell technology. We sell business transformation as a service.
Yeah.
A great example of that is last month, we launched a huge new offering, and it does include some technology around ERP solutions and so forth. But more importantly, It includes a number of business best practices repository, KPIs. So basically, you as a company, when you embark on your business transformation, you know what good look like. You know where it is that you can improve your business. So I really like this initiative the government has put in place, giving access to skills, expertise, and have an opportunity to tap into this as a service.
Also, let's talk about the first steps then, Klaus, to forming a core digital team. That's in relation to the Digital Leaders Program, which was also an initiative announced at Budget 2021. What are those first steps?
I'm a firm believer is focus on what is critical. And for me, what is critical, first and foremost, for any SME or any company for that matter, find out what is your core, what defines your business, what will define your business in the future. So reimagine what your business could look like in the future, well-minded, what is your core today? As you then embark on this journey towards your future state of what you want your business to look like, find out where is the technology play an enabling role? Where is the technology is critical? Where is the technology can help you to open up new revenue stream? And based on that view, start to build up your team. The team will then depend on what you expect out of technology. Do you need people who are very business savvy, or you need people who understand technology but are not necessarily in depth on how to code solutions? Keep it from a business-centric perspective, focus on your core, and reimagine what your business could look like in the future.
But for sure, tech is a must today, isn't it?
You're spot on. The big debate, obviously, is a more and more company and industry today, are they a tech company or are they within the industry that they have served before? Mm. Needless to say, technology is playing a role and will continue to play a bigger, bigger role. As mentioned before, it's not a luxury anymore. It's truly a necessity for any company.
What about some myths, though, you can help us debunk that businesses may have with regard to embracing tech? Some feel that maybe cloud computing is too costly. They may even be at a stage where they feel, you know what, I've been okay so far, maybe I don't need tech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, status quo is always a dangerous strategy, right? I think what is worth noting is that the consumption of technology looks very different today than it did 5, 10, 20 years ago. The days are over with the lengthy implementation projects. Today, you can implement software in a matter of days. You can implement large-scale ERP implementations from SAP in a matter of weeks. It's basically a different landscape. And I think with that different setup of technology, ease of consumption that you have, obviously, it has a significant a positive impact on the cost itself.
And Klaus, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks so much for your time.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Klaus Andresen, SVP and Head of Mid-Market for APJ at SAP. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.